the big hunting moose. Up at Lake Winnebago, the far northern shore, lives a huge herd of moose, about 60 or more, and they all go around in a big happy bunch, looking for nice tender moose moss to munch. Up at Lake Winnebago, one day they were lunching, just rolling along and enjoying their munching, for the moose moss that day was especially fun. When it happened that they were the last moose in line, saw a bingle bug sitting. The bug called out, "Hey, it's such a long road and it's such a hot day. Would you mind if I roll down your horns for a way?" "Of course not," smiled Divick, the big hearted moose. "And happily my antlers can be of some use." There was room there to spare, and I'm happy to share. "Be my guest, and I hope that you're comfortable there." So the bingle bug picked out a nice, easy seat, and the moose went on looking for a moose moss to eat. Well, an hour or so later, the bug heard a squeak, and he heard the small voice of a tree spider speak. "I say," said the spider, "you've got a fine place. That moose seems quite friendly. He has such a nice face. If I got on too, do you think he would mind?" "Hop aboard," laughed the bug, "and I think that you'll find that the moose won't object. He's the big-hearted kind." "I accept," said the spider. With joy and delight, on he started a rev on the horn on to the right. While the spider was spinning, he heard a gay song, and a fresh little zinazoo bird came along. He stopped, and he stared, and he chirped, "Well, well, well, what a smart place to build. What a great place to dwell. I've been living on trees ever since I was born, but here's something new. Why not live on a barn? If there is room for two, then there's room for three." "There's plenty of room," laughed the bug, "and it's free." Divick stopped walking. What was all that talking? These guests had caught Divick the moose unawares. "Hey," he called out, "what goes on there upstairs?" "Just building a nest, sir," the zinazoo said, and began yanking hairs out of poor Divick's head. And he plucked out exactly 204. "Don't worry," he laughed, "you can always grow more." Then he dozed off to sleep in his fine moose hair nest. "But I'm a good sport, so I'll just let him rest, for a host above all must be nice to his guests." Besides, now it's getting quite late in the day, and surely tomorrow they'll all go away. But alas, the next morning the sun's early bright, brought to Derek's sad eyes a most unwelcome sight. "Meet my wife," said the bird. "I was married last night, and perhaps, by the way, I should mention to you that her uncle is coming to live with us, too. You're a very fine host, so I knew you'd be willing." Then the uncle, a woodpecker, started in drilling. All David's friends shouted, "Get rid of those pests!" "I would, but I can't," stopped poor Divock. "They're guests." "Guests indeed," his friends answered, and all of them frowned. If those are your guests, we don't want you around. You can stay with us, 'cause you're not our sort." And they all turned their backs and walked off with a snort. Now the big friendless moose walked alone and forlorn with four great big woodpecker holes in his horn. "What holes?" whispered Herman, a squirrel, who spied him. "What holes to hide nuts in? Mind if I try them?" "They're yours," called the woodpecker. "Get right inside them." This big hearted moose runs a public hotel. "Bring your nuts, bring your wife, bring your children as well." So the whole squirrel family all jumped on pell-mell. And the very next thing the poor animal knew, a bobcat and turtle were living there too. Now, what was the big hearted moose going to do? Well, what would you do if it happened to you? You couldn't say scat, because that wouldn't be right. You couldn't shout scram, 'cause that isn't polite. A host has to put up with all kinds of pests, for a host, above all, must be nice to his guests. So you try hard to smile, and you try to look sweet, and you go right on looking for moose to eat. But now it was winter, and that wasn't easy, for moose moths get scarce when the weather gets breezy. The food was soon gone on the cold northern shore of Lake Winnebago. There was just no warmth, and all Derek's friends swam away in a bunch to the south of the lake where there's moose moss to munch. He watched the herd leaving, and then David knew he'd starve if he stayed there. He'd brave to go too. He stepped in the water. Then, oh, what a fuss! "Stop!" screamed his guest. "You can do this to us. These horns are our home, and you've no right to take our home to the far distant side of the lake." "Be fair," they were begged, with a lump in his throat. "We're fair," said the bug. "We'll decide this by vote." "All those in favor of going, say aye. All those in favor of staying, say nay." "Aye," shouted Derek. But when he was done, "Nay," they all yelled. He lost 11-1. "We win," screamed the guests. by a very large score, and poor starving David could climb back on the shore. Then do you know what those pests did? They asked in some more. They asked in a fox who jumped in from the trees. They asked some mice and they asked in some fleas. They asked a bear, big bear, in and then, if you please, came a swarm of 362 bees. Poor Thibault sank down with a groan to his knees. And then came something that made his heart freeze. Bullets came zinging right past Thibault's face. Guns were banging all over the place. Get the moose! Get the moose! David heard a voice call, "Fire again and again, and shoot straight to one and all. We must get his head for the Harvard Club wall." David took his heels with the road on his head. With 500 pounds on his horns, the moose fled. He could have run faster without this vest, but the host above all must be nice to his guest. Up cannon, up cliff, over wild rocky trail, with bullets bouncing all round him like hail. Up gully, through gulch, and down slippery sluice, with his hard-hearted guest raced the soft-hearted moose. And finally, they bagged him. Because of those pests, he had run out of luck. Because of those guests on his horns, he was stuck. He gasped, he felt faint, and the whole world grew fuzzy. Thibault was finished, complete, or was he? Finished? Not Thibault, decidedly not. It's true. He was in the most terrible spot. But now be remembered a thing be forgot, a wonderful something that happens each year to the horns of all moose and the horns of the deer. Today was the day Thibault happened to know that old horns come off that so that new ones can grow. And he called to the pest on his horns as he threw him, "You want my horns? Now you're quite welcome to him. Keep them. They're yours. As for me, I shall take myself to the far distant side of the lake." And the Winnebago and found his old bunch and arrived just in time for a wonderful lunch at the south of the lake, where there's moose moss to munch. His old horns today are where you knew they would be. His guests are still on them, all stuck as they should be. The end.